Harry's Mad, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Nigel Lambert.
Harry was not by nature a particularly greedy boy, but he was a fanciful one. And by now he'd gone beyond the three great houses and the speedboat and the executive jet. In addition, he thought he might well receive the largest custom-built Cadillac ever made, and a couple of Rolls-Royces for occasional use. And, of course, the wealth wouldn't consist only of boring old dollar bills. There would probably be an actual treasure chest, overflowing with diamonds and rubies and emeralds and showers of gold and silver coins. He stopped outside the sweet shop on his way home and looked in at the window.
"I'll be able to buy every single thing in there and never notice the cost," he thought.
He put his hand in his pocket. There were 2 pennies and a 2-pence piece in it.
"Well, anyway, tomorrow I'll be able to," he said.
Once home, he looked again at his letter from America. But the language of the will was so full of whereases and heretofores and hereuntos and aforesaids that he decided to leave it till his father came back from work. He filled in the time by adding to Great Uncle George's stable a 1,000cc Harley-Davidson bike, well, an old model that he rode when he was younger, and making a noisy circuit of the house.
"Harry,"
his mother said as he roared along the passage between kitchen and sitting room, "could you do that up in your room, please?" She spoke with the infinite patience acquired from 10 years' experience of being Harry's mother.
"Vroom, vroom!"
shouted Harry as he twisted the throttle wide open and set the Harley-Davidson at the stairs.
"Don't worry, Mum," he thought. "I'll soon buy you a bigger house, and Dad can have one of the Rolls-Royces."
When at last he heard the sound of his father's 5-year-old Ford, he came downstairs the fastest way, banisters, in a fever of excitement.
"Dad! Great Uncle George is dead! What do you think? That letter, it was a will. I can't understand what it's about. Can you read it for me? Come on, Mum, Dad's going to read it."
Mr. Holdsworth sat down at the table and spread out the papers. For a while, he read in silence. And then he began to chuckle.
"What is it?" asked Mrs. Holdsworth. "Has he left Harry something?"
"Yes, he has."
"His fortune!"
cried Harry.
"His fortune?" said his father. "No such luck, Harry. The old boy didn't have a lot of money, and what he did have, he's left to his university library. No, he's left you what appears to have been his most cherished possession."
"What's that?"
said Harry. "His parrot."